flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a teacher was teaching in a school, and the teacher said, "Look, Newton saw the apple falling down and he discovered the gravitational force, the laws of gravitation. You must learn from this." A student raised his hand and said, "But teacher, where he was when he saw the apple falling? He was in the garden, not in the school. He was sitting near the tree, not in the schoolroom. He was free, not caged like us. His brain was free, and you are eating up our brains. Simple mechanical repetition of things bring no transformation. This knowledge is to be understood. This knowledge has to become practical. This knowledge should turn into actions. Otherwise, if it remains confined to books and theories, we can only create machines. Understanding, imbibing, making it the part and parcel of our lives is a very different thing than just sitting and reading. Murli is to be studied in the classroom of nature. It is to be applied in the battlefield of life. It is to be enjoyed in the playground of circumstances. Every Murli has got different flavor, different texture, different Murli, different beauty, different color. Though the content may remain the same, yet the decoration, the melody, the rendition differs. So we are through the series of 7-day course of renunciation. Chapter 1, Renunciation and Fortune, where Baba glorified renunciation. Chapter 2, Renunciation of Body Consciousness. Chapter 3, Renunciation of Slavery of Senses. Chapter 4, Renunciation of Attachment and Aversion. We saw yesterday, and today we will see yet another aspect of renunciation. Renounce. Yesterday was pertaining to relationships. Today's chapter relates to actions, karmas, deeds. So Baba has called upon us to renounce, to relinquish that which is baser, that which is inferior, and to embrace the highest, the lofty. There are 5 types of actions. The first, or you can say 6 or 7 even, elevated actions. Those actions which are highly elevated. The second type, positive actions. They are filled with positivity. And then there is something called kukarma. There is something called vikarma. And then waste, then negative, and then ordinary. So Murli focuses on renouncing that which is bad karma, vikarma. But it does not stop there. You need to renounce the waste. You need to renounce the negative. Not only that. Even the ordinary actions, they hinder subtle spiritual progress. So renounce all 5 of them. There is a subtle difference between Vikarma and Kukarmas. Vikarmas are those actions which a person does in a state of less awareness or because of his weakness under the influence of 5 vices. So vices are there: anger, lust, avarice, anything, attachment or ego. Person is under influence of those vices, but he is under influence, he is less aware, or the soul is weak. The soul is trying to overcome the vices, but it is an uphill task, a hard nut to crack, extremely a challenging business. And what is the result? Because of such actions, the spiritual progress is halted. But these kukarmas are very different. They are done with intention to harm. There is complete awareness. Person wants to deceive. Person wants to hurt. The intention is very, very malicious. The intention is very, very evil. And there is full awareness. And these are very dangerous. And they create strong karmic debts. A strong karmic account is created. And it leads to rapid spiritual decline. The person is speaking untruth and is fully aware that he is speaking untruth. He is deceiving somebody. He is hurting somebody, abusing somebody, casting aspersions on somebody, maligning and condemning somebody. There is full awareness. And the awareness is there, but there is hidden or clear jealousy within. So renounce kukarmas and renounce vikarmas. Not even the waste. Baba said, you are the hero actors. You are the hero and heroines. Your every second is like a diamond. So your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your everything should be elevated and stop this account of wasting. So wasting, negativity, and even the ordinary that is not in alignment with your spiritual life. Baba has given 4 examples. First, look at those royal people from the royal family. They will never perform ordinary acts. They perform as per their royal lineage. The second example is of those devotees, the Vaishnava devotees. They are so meticulous, almost fastidious about things they eat and things they wear, and the way they behave and carry themselves. The third example is of those newcomers and inquisitive souls, curious souls. You don't allow them. Many things are forbidden. In the similar manner, in your Brahmin life, there are many forbidden things. Censored. And the 4th example is of the parrot. Baba has just given a passing reference without dwelling deep into the story of parrot. So you are here not to become parrot. A parrot like saying, reading. A hunter comes and he sees there is an ashram and there is a sage and there is a tree, and on that tree there are so many parrots. And those parrots are highly educated and trained parrots. What do they say? They say, hunter will come, lay the cage, but we will not go. Hunter will come, he will lay the cage, the trap, but we will not go. Once the sage goes out somewhere, so the hunter sees them. But he is surprised when he sees these parrots singing this song, and he feels it is an impossible task to trap all the parrots. But still, he puts the snare and he goes to sleep thinking, let's see, some foolish parrot might get caught, at least a single one. But when he wakes up, he finds that all the parrots are caught. But even whilst trapped, every parrot is singing. The hunter will come. He will lay the trap, but we will not go. The hunter will come. He will lay the trap, but he will not come. And the hunter laughs at their foolishness. So this is called parrot-like studying, parrot-like understanding, parrot-like repetition. It doesn't work. Spiritual life is the path of transformation. It's a path of understanding. It's a path of exploring oneself. So Baba said, what is the parameter you have? Checking. Check yourself from morning till night, from Amrit Vela till the time you sleep, from dawn till dusk. How are the actions? How are the thoughts? How is the speech? I say he, just like that. Just like that he spoke, just like that. Jaise hi nahi, hire hi, hire jaise. Like diamonds. So this Murli focuses on elevated actions, positive actions, and renouncing everything which is waste. Because when you waste something, it also creates a karmic bondage. It also creates, it sets a cycle of habit. So the crux is staying in awareness in this moment. It is not about unconsciousness, unconscious spiritual life. Stay alert, stay active, stay aware, and then do everything. So what are the tasks? Spot the waste game. There are a few examples over here. The wasteful situation will come in front of you. You have to spot. For example, you are waiting for a friend who is late, and you start thinking, why this person is always late? I could have done something better with my time. So this is the situation. And what is the thought? Complaining internally about the delay. Now, powerful transformation. What is the thought to think? This is a moment to reflect to or send blessings to others. Let me use this time for good thoughts or meditation. So this is the transformation. You're waiting for somebody and somebody is not coming, and it triggers a battery of ordinary, wasteful, thoughts. So you transform. So this is one example. And what you have to do? So these are other situations here. You feel the situation. You have so much to do. You are all overwhelmed. I can't do these many things. So waste thoughts, self-doubt and panic. And what is the transformation? I am capable. Let me focus on one task at a time with clarity and Baba's support. So in this way, we will put in the group few other scenarios for which you have to create a powerful thought. For example, procrastination. You have an important task to do and you feel, okay, let me do it later on. And you are wasting your time on distractions. So what powerful thought you will create? Another is, there is a group of people sitting and gossiping. You are tempted to join the conversation. You are tempted to join the gossip group. So what thought you are going to create? That is another situation. Or you are working and suddenly your colleague comes and criticizes you. So what you will think? Getting disheartened or irritated? Or some powerful transformation. So think of the powerful transformations in these situations. So Baba said even negativity, even the vikarmas, even the ordinary actions should not be your action. Think and the things will come. Ask and knock and it shall open. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. So this is the first task. The second thought is the elevated speech challenge. You can send an elevated speech, a very, very short 30-second speech. But it should be very strong. Either you are thinking of thoughts of meditation, of self-respect, or glorifying others, or sending blessings. The thoughts of respect, the thoughts of blessings or anything. I, the soul, am radiating peace. And every soul is receiving that speech. So create a short speech, just of 30 seconds, but very powerful words. Words have power. Baba said, your words, people are wanting to listen. Your time that turns into what? In the path of bhakti? Your sankalp, vardhan, and your time, darshan, divine visions, and your karmas are so elevated that devotees feel so happy whilst narrating your karmas. And your speech, nazar, nihal, they will find themselves fulfilled. So you are so elevated souls, great souls. So let your thoughts, words and deeds, your behavior and your relationships be in alignment with spiritual principles, with spiritual ascension, with spiritual progress. Even one moment of carelessness can drag you down. John Bunyan in his book, The Pilgrim's Progress, says, just near the gate of the heaven there is a small lane that takes you straight to the hell. Even when the boat is near the shore, it can get drowned. Even the great men reaching heights of spirituality, just in the last moment, they can fall down. That's why Baba said, these vikarmas are subtle, royal and even an iota can bring you down. Om Shanti.